Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
People who literally go to the same churches, go to the same grocery stores, go to the same hospitals, do not have the same representatives.
Rural pastor Terry Williams says the gerrymandering of Ohio's congressional maps would fracture representation for clearly defined communities and erode trust in government. Ohio voters approved reforms in 2018, but the state must redraw its districts again after courts found the last map unconstitutional. That process is being complicated by a nationwide mid-decade fight for congressional advantage that started in Texas. Groups in Missouri want to force a partisan map there to get voter approval before it would go into effect. That proposal would break into three parts the district of a Black Democrat who has represented Kansas City for decades. A judge in New York City has tossed terrorism charges against Luigi Mangione, the man accused of killing the CEO of UnitedHealthcare. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty for Tyler Robinson, who allegedly confessed to shooting conservative activist Charlie Kirk in text messages to his roommate. Jeff Gray is the Utah County attorney.
The roommate looked under the keyboard and found a note that stated, quote, "I had the opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk, and I'm going to take it."
Court filings say Robinson's mother told investigators her son had recently become more political and leaned left, supporting LGBTQ rights. Democrats accuse the White House of trying to use Kirk's murder to persecute its political opponents, possibly even using criminal and terrorism charges. FBI Director Kash Patel told senators the investigation now includes more than 20 people tied to online chats. But some accuse Patel of using the agency to pursue the administration's political goals, including hiding President Donald Trump's ties to late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The director pushed back.
That rant of false information does not bring this country together.
Congress faces a tight deadline to fund the government by September 30th. A Republican stopgap bill would extend funding through November and add new money for lawmaker security. Democrats want some of the health care funding cut in the Republican mega bill restored, and some want stronger protections for Congress's power of the purse. Neighborhood groups hope to continue a clean energy program they say will help Indianapolis. Peggy Frame with Southeast Community Services says the Green Jobs Workforce Initiative will help residents get ready for in-demand careers, but she says the federal funding is at risk.
This neighborhood has so much unutilized land and lots of formal industrial and commercial sites. So it would be really great if the neighbors who live in the neighborhood could get training to help make some of those places better.
I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.